What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man Show special guest, a buddy of mine from Atlanta Hawks. He's back with his alma mater, Butler Bulldogs. I told him in the hallway, I hope he get this job when he did. My man, Ron Norrie.
What up? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just glad to be on the show today. Glad to be at Butler, man. I just feel blessed, you know,
no
to be in
doubt.
The position I'm in.
Ron, it's crazy, brother. I'm telling this to my last guest I had on the show. It's rare to have somebody on the show that's around my age. No, I'm older than you are, but we can use a part. It's like, it's rare to talk to a guy around my age and know the same stuff I know.
I don't know if I know all you know.
Hey, a lot of it, you know. Man, it's funny, man. It's great to have you, brother. Let me ask you, man, how's it been to be back? It's a place you know so well, a place you played at, had success at, and how they embraced you as their new head coach.
Yeah, no, it really is a blessing. You know, I believe we have the best arena in the country. And so obviously, you know, when I played here, you know, just the crowds and the amount of love that our fans showed us, you know, in my time here was something that was special. So to now be back here and call this home, and my where I come to work every day is, you know, something that I'm still not over yet. Man, I'm just glad to be here and love the support that, you know, we've had as a program so far since I got here, and looking forward to continue to build that.
And Ron, talk about how Indianapolis has grown since you played there. When I come there for coach games to work, it's like seeing what they're building, all the things around Indianapolis. Talk about how the city's grown since you played there, how that will help you in recruiting now to get guys to say, hey, Indy's a great place to be at, and it's an ambassador basketball state, Indiana.
Exactly. No, that's something that we tell recruits all the time is, you know, the great thing about Butler is you get the best of both worlds. We're a smaller school, but then you get the whole city of Indianapolis as well. So if you want to, you know, just kind of be on campus in a small environment and just enjoy that, you have that. But also if you want to go downtown, see all the events, you know, we're doing so many events downtown in Indy, and there's so many great things happening down there. You can go down there and do that. You also can go to the north side of Indy where there's a lot happening. The amount of buildings and new things being built in Indy is amazing. You can just tell the city is continuing to be on the move and on the rise, as is our campus. There's buildings on campus that were not here when I was here. Now, I might be dating myself. You know, I'm getting a little bit older, but I just love to see how our city has grown. I love to see how our school has grown, too, since I've been here.
It's a place you can actually have a family and settle down with. You know, if you go to Butler, you can come here, get that education, and stay for life. You know, we never leave because of what Indy is now.
100%. No, it's a great family place as well. I was with the Pacers for 2 years, and so obviously when I played here, I didn't have my family. But then coming back to India a couple of years ago when I was with the Pacers, to be able to have my family here, have my young kids here, it's a great place to grow up. A great place to do life.
And they love basketball. They love basketball. I see how the Fever games are, the Pacer games are, especially they had that run last year when I was covering that run. And just talk about how the passion of the fans in the Indianapolis, how when if you're winning in that area and you're doing your thing, they'll come out and support you like crazy.
No, this is 100% a basketball state. The saying here is in 49 other states it's basketball, but this is Indiana. Like Indiana grows basketball, and so we have a lot of different avenues for that to happen, whether that's professional, college, high school basketball is extremely high level. That was my first job out of college, was a high school basketball coach here in the state. And to go against these high school coaches, then, but also now that are high level coaches as well is great, And we tell recruits all the time as we're trying to show them what Butler is like as we continue to build this program. Like, this place is sold out every night, regardless of what's happening with the team, because our fans know basketball and they love basketball. So, when I came here out of high school, I'm from Alabama. So when I was leaving high school to go play college, I wanted a place that was going to embrace basketball, right? I grew up in a football state. I love football. I'm a football guy forever. But when I was playing, I wanted somewhere that was going to love basketball. And I came to Butler, and it's completely changed my perspective on this state and what basketball means up here.
No doubt, man. 100%, brother. I'm with you there, man. And I know you talked about being a high school coach as well, coach, head coach in the G League. Talk about this, man. In your playing career, at what point did you kind of get the itch to coach? Because I know that's think guys in the boss has balance, but if that's something we want to do. So when did you kind of get the itch to want to be a coach and get in this business of coaching, man?
It's funny. I wanted to be a coach starting in high school. I remember doing this paper in our computer typing class, and they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I had a great high school coach, and I was like, "Man, I want to be a coach. I've had great coaching. Like, I want to do that. I want to stay involved in basketball." Then moved to college. Brad Stevens is my head coach. In addition to all the assistant coaches we had, these are great guys that have families that coach at a high level. And I was like, "Man, I can do that. I want to do that." And so, I actually coached my sophomore year as we were starting to make the tournament runs. I was starting an AAU team. So I was coaching an AAU team. Then we would go play in the tournament. We play the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, come back, and I would keep coaching my team. And so I've known for a while that I wanted to coach. And then obviously coming to Butler really took that to a new level. And then I was really blessed. Dr. Jim Snapp, who was the superintendent at Brownsburg Schools, is where I coached. Gave me my first coaching job, my first job, period. But I got to be the head coach at Brownsburg High School here in Indy.
No doubt, man. And how has the game changed since you played for Brad to now? Because I know how Quinn likes to play from being around the house all this time. You've been around some great any women in the G League as well, the Indiana Pacers with Carlisle and those guys. So talk about just how the game has changed since you was playing to now, and how it's really that five out with a trigger now, spacing the right way, trying to create those gaps, those slots, man, and just get the right shot off rotation.
Yeah, I think what you're saying offensively is the case. There are teams still that run heavy, heavy sets, but that has lessened over time. When I played here, we had a 35-second shot clock. Now the shot clock is at 30, so it's taking a little time away. But people are playing a lot more free, a lot more conceptual basketball. Again, there's still great coaches that are running great sets, but I think it's gotten less over time. The thing that I think has been fairly consistent is the defense. Defenses, the best at least, the best defenses are still solid. They're tough. They make it really hard for you. And so, I think that stayed the same. And, for us to be good here, what made us good here in the past, what's going to continue to make us good is having a defensive mentality first, making things tough at home, on the road, no matter what, we can play defense.
No doubt. And this summer run when you guys have workouts, is it going to be more developing the guys' skill set or really putting in some install defensively and putting some concepts in so come August when school starts, it's not too much having to cram to that first game in November?
Yeah, our summer is all about mentality. It's all about mentality. We got to make sure that we are the hardest playing team we can be. We got to make sure we're really connected. We got to make sure we're competitive. Like, we're hitting these guys every single day on those things. Now, you know, we're not putting in sets and things like that. We're more doing things of how we want to play offensively, how we want to play defensively, some of those concepts. But we're doing those at a rate that, like, it's got to make you the hardest playing guy you can possibly be. Yeah.
No doubt, Ron. And I like for me, man, like defense is something that travels every night. Effort travels every night. Because shots are not always gonna fall. But if you can do the little things, take charges, you know, get into the penalty, get into the one-on-ones, get just play hard. That travels. Because we know shots can be miss make or miss a lot of times. I know we don't want to put it that small of a minute thing, but it really is make or miss. So if you do the other things, those intangibles with that right mentality, you can still win on a night where you don't have your shot going in all the time.
That's right. I think with that, what you're saying too is what's important to that is that you choose those things. Like the things that you can choose, the things that you control, you have to control those at the possible. You know, you can control taking great shots. You don't always control whether they go in or not, you know? And so you need to make sure you keep controlling that offensively, but defensively, you can control your effort. You can control your attention to detail. You can control if the ball hits the ground, being the first on the ground. Like those things are controllable. And so we have to work on being the best team controlling what we can control every single possession.
No doubt, 100%. Because you know, in the Big East games, it comes down to the last second. And a loose ball, a free throw block out, getting the right offensive rebound, getting out of transition, stopping all those little things that don't show up in the box score could determine whether you win or lose. And a seeding you have at the Garden when the tournament comes around. So, talk about that, teaching you guys about the small plays that don't look like on a stat sheet or a box score, but matters when you watch the film back.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we're on. You know, one of the things is winning habits. You know, those things that you're talking about, those are winning habits, you know. And it's also a possession mentality. It doesn't matter what happened possession before. Like you could have had the greatest possession ever, or it could have been the worst possession ever. What do you do the next possession? You know, so that then it comes down to that end, and it might be a close game, you know, but are we worried about what happened before, or can we have our mentality focused on what's happening right now? That's something that we've got to continue to build. And again, those are winning habits that we're focused on, especially this summer. We'll do that all year, but we got to build that, solidify that this summer.
And Ron, I'm asking this man, talk about teaching your team about this, man, that prehab and rehab and recovery and how to eat right and sleep right because you play a long season. You've been in the NBA, so have I. Long season, you know, but for these young men that are used to that, having them in heavy conditions for the whole year to last, hopefully do a run through March to the Final Four, talk about getting them to understand the importance of their bodies and the recovery piece of it, how that will help them stay up through the years so they don't have these little nagging soft tissue things that always bug you and slow you down ultimately.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up. We were just having that conversation yesterday, just about how important it is to take care of your bodies. Listen, we want to play hard. We will play hard. We want to play harder than any other team that we play, but we also want to be smart. You know, like we can take the steps in that process of what it's going to take to be a great team when the season starts, but we're not winning any games today, you know? And so if it's a situation where, you know, you can't do a rep at your max right now, then you need to make sure you're taking care of your body. We got to make sure we are at peak performance when that season starts every single game. And so, yeah, it's important that your body's important. Like that's one thing I learned in the NBA. These players in the NBA, they do such a great job taking care of their bodies because they know their bodies is what gets them on the court, you know? And so we got to make sure we push hard to get our, you know, respiratory system right, to get our mental capacity right. But we don't want to go overboard. We want to be really smart about what we're doing and how we're doing it.
No doubt, man. You can't go running get some covers late at night either. Can't do
Yeah.
that. Gotta stop after a certain point of eating because you don't want to add extra fat to you and be sagging the next day, man. Because what
No
you eat
question.
is everything. What you put in your body is your fuel. And if your body's not properly fueled and properly rested, injuries can happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you have to sleep. Sleep is really important. You know, make sure you're getting that right amount of sleep. That really dictates everything. Like your brain, I actually tell my children this. You know, your brain takes a bath when you sleep. You know, if you don't sleep enough, like your brain just stays dirty, and at some point it's gonna shut down. It's gonna start deteriorating. So let that brain take a bath. Let it be cleansed so that you can go and attack the next day. So those habits of sleeping, those habits of eating are critical, you know, to becoming the best player you could possibly be.
And Ron, I know this is in college basketball. It's crazy for you guys, scheduling games. So, how has that been for trying to get the schedule done, man, and find the right opponents to test you all prior to Big East play?
Yeah, it's really important. In the NBA, you don't choose your own schedule. That schedule is released to you. And so it's definitely a different challenge right now being in this role. And so, so far, I think with some of the schools that we have scheduled, we feel really good about it. We're going to be challenged, and we want to be challenged. We know when we get to league play, we play in one of the best leagues in the country, right? So every single night in the league is going to be difficult. So what we're doing in the non-conference leading up to that, we need to learn about our team. And I think we're building a schedule that's going to allow us to do that.
And Ron, also for you, man, for these young men coming to your program, recruits, what are like the main things you're looking for in a young man who might want to come to Butler and play for you? What do you want? What characteristics you want them to have to understand what it is to be a Butler Blue Bulldog, and what they will actually fit into what the culture you're building there?
Yeah, we talk about four things. All right. The first one is, are you humble? And for that, for us, that means, are you willing to work? Like, do you think you're a finished product, or do you think, well, I do this well, but I can get better? Are you humble? Number two, are you tough? Like, are you mentally and physically tough, right? Mentally, we're all going to go through some difficult things throughout the season. So have you shown evidence of how you've gone through something difficult and you've overcome that in your life? Number two, well, that toughness piece is, are you physically tough? The Big East is a physical, nasty league. Like, are you physically tough enough to be able to handle the league? Number three, are you a great teammate? And for us is, we give you a role. Can you accept that role and play that role well? That's what being a great teammate is all about. All right. And number four, and maybe the most important, is, are you competitive? Do you try to win every single possession? Are you a guy that's like, sometimes you try to win, if things are going right, you try to win? Or is it like, no, you know what? I don't matter. It doesn't even matter what I play. I might be playing a card game. Do you try to win? So we feel like if you're those four things, humble, tough, competitive, and a great teammate, then you have an opportunity to play here at Butler and have success here.
No doubt, man. And you know what, man? That's so important because I'm the same way, Ron. I don't want to lose nothing, bro. Like,
Nothing.
I don't care if it's Uno,
Agree.
spades. I don't want to
Agree.
lose.
With my kids, same thing. I'm not losing to my kids. I don't care.
Yes, 100%, man. 100%, man. Last one I got for you, man. Since you got this job, man, who's been the coolest person to hit you up and say congrats on this job since you got this gig, man? Since you should be back in your city, Indy, man.
Oh, that's a great question. Man, I would say the ones that have been most gratifying are the current college head coaches that I know, like some real, college coaches that anybody and everybody knows that have had great success in college, has been probably the coolest thing. Obviously we're all competing against each other, but to have the respect enough for those guys to have that in them enough to just reach out and say congrats, it really meant a lot to me.
Ron, man, I told you in the hallway, I'm happy for you. And I'm happy, man. I really am happy for you. And I'll be Indy week one for the Colts and Ravens. So hopefully I'll see you
Hit me up. Hit me up. I'd
then.
love to see you. Appreciate
Indy, my brother. Hey, keep doing your thing, man. Much love to you, my guy.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.